You're listening to a podcast service of Ecclesia Baptist Church in Fairview, North Carolina. You can visit us on the web at www.ecclesiabaptist.org.
Have you heard the news? It's huge. It's gigantic. It's enormous. It's life-changing news. The world may never be the same again. Gwen Stefani is joining The Voice next season. It's going to be awesome. I don't know if you heard, too. Kourtney Kardashian celebrated her 35th birthday this week by going to the beach in a bikini. She did. I'm telling you. That's amazing, right? And that's life-changing stuff right there. Maybe not, right? Maybe not. Why do we get so obsessed in our culture with celebrity gossip and all of this stuff? Why do we care about these things? Why do we care that Miley Cyrus spent a couple days in the hospital because she had allergies this week? Why do we care that Tom Cruise might secretly be dating that 70s show star, Laura Prepon? Maybe. Why do we care that Rosie O'Donnell lost 50 pounds? Yet this was headline news in some of the tabloids this week. It was headlines. It was right over the big print, you know? We've seen a few too many of these, though, to take it seriously, right? We've been in the grocery store aisle a few too many times. We just see it. All right. We kind of become desensitized to that kind of over-the-top reporting. And if you're a member of kind of my generation and younger, we can't help but just be skeptical because our whole life we've seen too much. We've seen too many politicians who will just say anything to get elected. We've seen too many celebrities giving an endorsement to buy something that you know is junk. Too many vows that didn't mean anything. Too many promises broken. Too many sales pitches and too many agendas and too much fine print. Too many catches. We're skeptical. Maybe even a bit cynical. I like to say we have a PhD in bovine excrement. Give it a second. That'll sit in. Yeah. All right. I see it's rippling through the crowd. Right? We don't want to just take your word for it. We want to see it for ourselves. We want to touch it. We want to smell it. We want to feel it. We want to taste it. We want to experience it. And we come to this story of Jesus. The biblical writers essentially are saying, take our word for it. In fact, the Gospel of John touches on almost all the senses. Peter and John rush to the tomb and they see that it's empty. Mary walks away from the tomb and she hears Jesus' voice call out her name and she recognizes him. Thomas says, unless I put my fingers where the holes, unless I touch it, you know, and Jesus says, here, touch it. John gives us all of these examples so that we might believe in the risen Christ. But in Matthew's gospel today, the angel says this. The angel says, come and see. Oh, how I wish that we could be there this morning. I wish that there was a magic time machine that we could go back there ourselves. And I wish that we could experience the earth shaking at the beginning of the resurrection. I wish that we could see the angel. The scripture says his appearance was like lightning. His clothes were white as snow, and he sat upon the stone. I wish that we could hear the angel inviting us, come and see. But unfortunately, no such time machine exists, and all we are left with on this is this amazing, almost hard to believe story. Forgot that Selah preached last week. It's a little short. Maybe. There we go. I wish that we could do that. But we're left with this story. But maybe we're left with a little more than that. Because I may not be able to show you firsthand the tomb this morning. I may not be able to show you the tomb, but I may not be able to invite you to hear the angelic messenger this morning. But I want to invite you to meet my friend Jerry here. Jerry, many of you know, experienced the horrors of war as a paratrooper in Vietnam. But instead of hardening his heart, it softened his heart for other vets that were struggling. And it's led him to be active in our ministry and to lead our ministry to the veterans. It's life from death. Come and see. Come and see. What about Lauren's daughter, Lena? You know, things could have gone very differently than they did for Lauren and their family. But Tammy and David have made their home a home of grace and a home of love. And now we as a community, we can't even imagine our community without little Lena. She's such a part of who we are. Life breaking out. Come and see. You guys see David Ligotti's up here playing music every week, either on the bass or the guitar. And did you know that he has an adopted son? The scripture says that God has adopted us into his family. David has taken that and embodied that in his everyday life as an adopted son seeking to love. And on top of that, he works to serve the vets at the vets' quarters, helping men transition back into the regular life. It's life breaking out. Come and see. Staying in the band, what about Adam over here? Adam used to be our Terminix guy. He came and he would spray for bugs. And every time he'd come in, he and I had a conversation. And he told me, he said, I want to find a community that I can raise my little girl in and support my little four-year-old daughter that would surround her and love her. And here he is, a single dad. He's sacrificing and being an example for his daughter and involving her in this kind of community. It's life breaking out. Come and see. You guys all know Joey Hammond. He every day literally puts his life on the line to serve the men and women of Asheville. Every day. Every day he meets people in the very worst moments of their life. And he's there to get his hands and feet dirty, to be the hands and feet of Christ to our community. In the midst of death, life is breaking out. Come and see. What about Anne Marie? She serves as a healthcare provider, right? She's ministering to people in the midst of their illness. She's helping to bring healing to a broken world. Life breaking out in the midst of death. Come and see. What about Karen Stevens? She's not here this morning, but she has a love for God's creatures. She has this great love, and therefore she and her granddaughter Ashley volunteer regularly at the animal shelter. She's a foster home for dogs with Brother Wolf. Life instead of death. Come and see. What about David Stevens? He's rarely here during our worship services, but it's not because he doesn't care. It's not because he's not connected to what we're doing. Instead, each Sunday after he comes to Sunday school here, he leaves and he goes to the nursing home where he visits, where he seeks to be the hands and feet of Christ and to share the love of Christ there on Sunday mornings. Life in the midst of death. Come and see. It's similar to Linda Huntley, to Susan Sluter. Linda caring for her family in countless ways, ministering to her brothers in their different illnesses, visiting the nursing home. Susan Sluter caring for her mom and for her dad, sacrificing to show God's love to her parents. Sacrificial life breaking out. Come and see. What about Chris and Trina over here? Chris told me this week, or Easter, a year ago, was when they first started dating. So they're celebrating right around now, a year. And during this year, we all know that Trina had a stroke, and we're praying for her. And, you know, Chris didn't take the easy way out, just walk away. He's been there. He's loved her. He's continued to support her. She's doing fantastic, and we're excited that you guys are here today. Life instead of death. Come and see. What about Stan and Kim? They've been providing respite care for their nephew David 3 days a week while his mom is in school. It can be challenging, but they're embodying the love of Christ for a young man who has been created in God's image but who need special care and attention. It's life in a world of death. Come and see. I often ask myself why Daniel is here at Ecclesia. Not that I don't like the fact that you're here at Ecclesia, Daniel. Don't get me wrong. I want to clarify that. But I mean, he could probably be pursuing a music career, making a name for himself out there. But some years ago, John Thomas saw something in him and said, Daniel, why don't you come use your talents for this church? And God has used John in this church to call Daniel in a different direction. And he decided that his family, he's told me this, my family and my church come first before fame and fortune and success in the music industry. And I'm thankful to call him a friend and a brother. Life breaking out. Come and see. Speaking of John, we could look at Michelle Thomas. It would have been a whole lot easier for Michelle to just walk away 8 years ago. That would have been the easy way out. But she didn't. She and Mickey have been faithful to God's work here at Ecclesia. Continued to serve, so much so that as we've been planning and thinking about the future and visioning about the future, Michelle said, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of the future of this church, and I want to be a part of planning the future of this church and discerning where the Spirit's going and praying for Ecclesia's future. That's resurrection, folks. Come and see. What about Mario? I can't think of a bigger bundle of life and spirit than Mario, right? He's always on the lookout for where can I reach out and minister to somebody? Maybe it's at work. Maybe it's on the street. Maybe it's at the gym. It doesn't matter. He's just always, where can I look? Where can I spread a little bit of God's love and God's life? It's just a walking ball of life in a sick world of death. Come and see. What about Cindy Whitaker? There have been more professions of faith and baptisms from her class than any other class in this church because of her faithfulness week in and week out. Sharing the love of Christ, teaching the word of Christ to our children, loving them into the kingdom. Life bursting forth. Come and see. What about Ed and Mary back there? 1 week from today, they will be celebrating their 73rd wedding anniversary. 73. What better example of commitment do we need than that? What better example of, you've heard me talk about the chesed, that's that Old Testament term for God's covenant faithfulness. That couple's embodied covenant faithfulness to each other. A true commitment in a throwaway world. Life over death. Come and see. And this week, as we gathered in the hospital with Joey's dad, time after time, day after day, there were friends that were coming in. Guys that grew up Gashes Creek, grew up here, grew up as friends, surrounding him to love him, to support him, to walk, who had walked with Jim and Joey and Brad through life and walked with him to his death, to usher him into the kingdom. It was life in a room full of death. Come and see. I could go on and on. I could tell you about a woman in our congregation who has been delivered from an addiction to prescription pain medications. I could talk to you about a couple in our church who's been delivered from an addiction to illegal drugs. I could talk to you about a man in our congregation who's been delivered from an addiction to pornography. But maybe the very best example is the fact that we're sitting here worshiping today. After 10 years of ups and downs, after 10 years of good and bad, after 10 years of tragedy and triumph, we are still here and God is still at work. The God who was faithful then is faithful now and will be faithful tomorrow. Come and see. Come and see it with your own eyes. Come and hear it with your own ears. Come and touch lives that have been transformed by the risen Christ. Come and smell the sweet aroma of grace, the grace of God in this humble fellowship. Come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. You see, I can't take you to Palestine this morning. I can't take you to Jerusalem. I can't show you that stone that's been rolled away. I can't show you the earth-shaking, explosive spectacle of Jesus' resurrection. But the truth is, I don't really need to. I don't really need to. Instead, it's been little seeds of resurrection that have been scattered about. Little seeds of resurrection that are sprouting up in our midst. That are sprouting up in the everyday activities of our lives. The everyday relationships. The everyday opportunities we have to be the body of Christ. To experience life in the midst of death. It's in these little seeds sprouting up that we come to truly know a new day is here. New life really is possible. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, lives. And He lives right here. He lives right here. So let's proclaim it, folks. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. I said, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. God, we thank you so much that all we have to do is look around this community to see evidence of your resurrection, to see life breaking forth in the midst of a world of death, to see regeneration, to see new beginnings, to see new births, to see community that is gathered around to support one another. Jesus, as you rose from the grave, you rose as the great sower going out and planting seeds, scattering seeds all around that we just now are beginning to see sprout up. It's nothing we did. It's not because of our faithfulness. It's not because of our goodness, but because of you. Because of your grace. Because of your mercy. Help us, Lord, to continue to be faithful stewards of the blessings that you have poured out on Ecclesia. Thank you for 10 years of faithfulness, Lord. Thank you for 10 years of life-changing work. Thank you for 10 years of your mighty hand among us. In the ups and the downs, the triumphs and the tragedies. Lord, as we step forward from today into the next decade of this church's life, into the next chapter of what you're doing through Ecclesia, let us live with abandon. Let us throw off everything that hinders us from fully embodying the love of Jesus Christ, the life that He has set forth before us. Let us live that out among our fellowship. Let us live that out in the words that we speak from day to day, in the relationships that we have, when we go to work, when we go home, when we're with our families, when we're with our friends. Help us just to be scattering seeds of resurrection everywhere that we go. And Lord, help us to invite others to come and see. Come and see what you're doing. Come and see the life that you are bringing forth among us. Come and see that Jesus Christ is alive. We pray all this in His name. Amen.